This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're talking Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu's big speech. We're talking to Blake in Texas. Go ahead, Blake. You were getting into some points.
Yeah, the Health Basket Committee in Israel recently voted this year to give free abortions funded by the Israeli government to women between the ages of 20 and 33. And I think, more Christians really need to know about that. We would start to change some of our foreign policy ideas and our blind support of Israel, You have to support Israel. Mean that they've kind of put out there in the Christian community if we got that out there. Hey, and one more thing, Alex. I recently floored, there's a Texas senator. He could not believe this fact that I told him. He could not believe it. And I think that this could be the key to turning around the vaccine battle that we've had. It's WI-38. Anyone sitting at your computer, just Google WI-38. What it is it's a component of the MMR is the rubella component. What they do is they take aborted fetal cells.
Yes.
A fetus. You know about that, yeah? It's frankly disgusting. But this senator here in Texas thought that we just had religious exemptions for weird religious groups or something like that. We need to push that out to the pro-life community that if you are taking a vaccine, particularly MMR, there's several others, the chances are you're actually injecting your child with cell lines from an aborted fetus.
And it only comes from white Caucasian dead girls.
Yeah, exactly. The mother happened to have rubella or hepatitis A.
By the way, let's be clear. This is from dead children, not just because they say it's not a baby in the womb. Well, no, this is dead little girls.
Yeah, exactly. And it's in what I sent the senator was documents from the FDA. It says human diploid lung fibroblast, and then you actually there's a little.
Why are you being racist against 3-year-old girls? it's an honor that they get to be ground up and put into this. What's wrong with that?
Children, absolutely, absolutely. But I got to tell you, Alex, he could not believe it. He was completely in support of getting rid of.
Well, people don't believe that Pepsi grows off dead baby cells. They're flavor testers.
Exactly. It's exactly the same type of technology. Exactly the same type of technology. And you know what? We've all been injected with it. If you've had MMR, you have aborted fetal cells or components or DNA from that.
Which is so bad for you, folks. I mean, everybody knows you don't want to have a bunch of sexual partners because you can get all sorts of cancer viruses and stuff from them. What about injecting it?
Seriously, Alex, I think we can win the vaccine battle.
I know. We exposed it. You know, you made a great point. I'll do a special report on this in the next few days, because I'd forgotten about WI-38. In fact, I didn't even know it was called WI-38. There are, let me don't exaggerate, hundreds of procedures I've read about. So that probably means there's thousands, because I don't know hardly anything. That's just so frustrating. It's always much worse than I know. That for like 50 years, they've been grinding up dead baby parts and growing them and then growing them in cultures and then mixing them with other animal parts. And then just all these viruses are in there. I mean, it's so over the top. I knew they were taking lung tissue from dead little girls. And for some reason, it only works with Caucasians, and putting it into the vaccines. And I knew it was causing all sorts of mutations and really screwing people up. But absolutely, we need to start exposing this.
Yeah. I listen. I've turned around a lot of people on just this one issue. And what I've come to understand is that, listen, if you don't work with the CDC, they're not going to listen to you about science. You know, they're not going to listen to you about the science of it, but if you can expose this one issue to
if you expose that there's dead little girls in the vaccine, then you can get somebody to wake up. Absolutely. Keep doing it, brother. Thank you, Blake. And how dare you not want Israel to abort Jewish babies? Now you're racist.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.
Interspersed with all the other news, Warren Buffett says, barring illness, Hillary very likely to be the president. Meanwhile, Jeb Bush hopes his Florida record erases doubts for conservatives, and now he's under FBI investigation for lying about Nigerian deals he made back in the 80s. So the political class are fighting with each other, just like in Israel. Former Mossad head urges Israel voters to oust Benjamin Netanyahu, and this is how horrible he is. Just a bunch of political groups fighting with each other. Why do we need to be involved? We're sick of the Bushes. We're sick of the Clintons. How long has Benjamin Netanyahu been around? Has he been prime minister 3 times? Different times? It's like Kim Jong-un.
9 years. 9 long.
I am sick of the same people over and over. We need fresh blood, new blood. We need to get these political classes out of there. And these political classes, I don't care if they're Democrat or Republican, they're taking people's basic freedoms. Over in Israel, they've been restricting freedom more and more. You know why I support a country is when they're a free country. That's how I judge a tree by its fruits. And I judge these political parties as lacking. And that's why they want to keep stirring up wars with unsavory groups, is because it then gives them the pretext to power grab in the name of fighting the outside threat. Just like we're told we've got to give our freedoms up now because of Al-Qaeda, which is now ISIS. And then meanwhile, I meant to raise this with Bruce Fein. Google wants to rank websites based on facts, not links. But then they will judge the facts. Like, don't believe global warming's man-made? Google's going to delist you. The trustworthiness of a web page might help it rise up Google's rankings if search giant starts to measure quality by facts, not just links. And they hired a research group connected to the usual suspects to decide this. Here's the Infowars.com story linking to New Scientist. Google moving to shut down alternative media by ranking sites on facts rather than popularity. And they list Snopes as one such site. I mean, Snopes literally is run by another Moses on the Mountain lady with a cat. Pull up the people that run Snopes. I mean, nothing against living in an apartment and having a cat, but I mean...
She has a husband and a cat.
I'm
pretty sure both are neutered.
And global warming is real. Obamacare is a great deal. 2 + 2 = 5, whatever. I'm sick of it! Well, according to Snopes, vaccines are safe and effective. According to Snopes, you can piss up a rope. Excuse me. I apologize for that. It slipped out. You can't do that, by the way, folks. It's down a rope. And they'll still, that's hard. Got to be done with skill. I always wonder, why would you need to do that with a rope? I'm just so sick of these people. Can we pull up the Snopes people for a moment and show them? For TV viewers, you're a radio listener, Infowars.com/show. You know what I don't like? I don't like having to choose a side. When there is no side. It's a bunch of military-industrial complex groups that want to just keep stirring up turmoil in the Middle East. And I'll tell you, she is a beautiful lady, though. There they are. Look, they have the self of satisfied, affected smile of an entitled person. But they do have the pink afghan woven with the obese cat. Now that, what if we got an obese cat and I married a lady? Just like that, and then I had this satisfied look on my face. Look. Then I would know everything. Then I could say 2 + 2 = 5. like Obamacare, you know, Ebonics, whatever, it's Common Core. Oh, boy. Very frustrating. Snopes got snoped. Snopes is run by a man and a woman with no background investigation using Google. And then they pick and choose. Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Which one's the man? Which one's the woman? I mean, I'm not being mean. Hey, Buckley, can you call her up and see if I can get a date with that lady? The one on the left? Okay, I'm being mean. I apologize. I should be attacking them on their baloney, not on what they look like. You can attack me on what I look like as well. I kind of resemble like a human bulldog with my clothes off. I even have the hair, like black spots, white spots. I'm just joking. All right, I apologize. Let's get back to the serious issue of Benjamin Netanyahu, who's going to come over here and speak before Congress, and then that'll give Obama a bunch of support with the left. This is all just more infighting, more theater, more garbage. Meanwhile, America's central banker, Yellen, at the private Federal Reserve, is going to hold rates the same. We talked about this last week, but it's in the news now. Feds raid Texas political meeting, fingerprint, photograph all attendees, seize phones. Okay, right now, let's go back to your calls. I apologize. Let's talk to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on the air on the subject of Israel, the speech, what's behind this? This is becoming a discussion. You can say what you want to say about Israel. I'm asking, why is he coming to give this speech? Is he really about to hit Iran? What do you think is going to happen about that? I mean, what's the whole point of this? And is Israel against al-Qaeda now or for it? Because we know our government helped put them in there, but now says they're bombing them. Is it a real alliance with Iran we've got right now? What do you think is going on, Frank?
I think that Netanyahu needs to come to New York. And speaking as a New Yorker, growing up as a Christian as yourself, you got to respect Israel. We're all Judeo-Christians in that regard, and some people just don't understand that. They just don't get it. You look at Israel, just think of the logic behind this. They are a small country, and they are surrounded by everybody that hates them. So you look at Bibi, he's going to come to New York, he's going to say in front of the UN like he has in the past, he's going to go up in front of Congress, and the Kabuki theater that you were talking about between the Democrats and the Republicans, what do the Democrats have to hide? You get Pelosi getting up there, she doesn't want Bibi to speak. Why? The Democrats don't want Bibi to speak because Obama isn't doing a damn thing and picking a side and standing up for Israel. He's not even calling the Islamic terrorists Islamic. So when you look at what side are you on as an American? Is your blood red like the rest of us? Well, yeah, I don't get it. So Bibi, yes, he has a right to get there. He has a right to stand up and he has to say, look, this is what's going on. With your permission or without your permission, Israel as a sovereign nation has to stand up for itself. And if we've got to fire one off at Iran, so be it. And I
agree. I've already said Israel's a sovereign nation, and that's what Rand Paul and everybody have said. If they want to attack Iran, that's their issue. My question is, why is Benjamin Netanyahu doing this now? Is it political, or do they really think Iran's getting ready to use a nuke? Because that'll make Iran look like victims if Israel strikes Iran.
I don't think that's how it's going to happen. They're, like you said, there's going to be a flag. There's going to be something that's going to happen. Like you said, Iran has nukes. If Iran's had them for a long time, and I'm a firm believer in that, because nobody was scared of our guys being over there when we were in Iraq with our full forces than I was thinking, oh, crap, what would happen? Excuse if I said that on the air. What would happen if Iran decided to unload on our boys while we're in Iraq?
So you were over in Iraq in the military, you're saying?
No, I wasn't.
You're saying you were concerned if Iran decided to. Well, no, that was the word from the people over in Iraq, was that Iran had nukes up on the border. And, I mean, we know Saudi Arabia's got them now. They're proliferating everywhere. But, I mean, look at the lesson of North Korea. Nobody will attack them now, even though they really deserve it with all the provocations they do, because they've got nukes. I think that's the lesson Iran's going with. Let me ask you this. What do you think's going on behind the scenes? Because you've got Israel trying to knock Iran out by backing bad groups in Syria. I think that's very bad. But all these other governments did it, too. So Israel kind of went along with that. Saudi Arabia is in the middle of it. And then now, I mean, who's who? You can't even tell what's going on.
There's a lot of confusion there. And and listen, if you believe in the end times, obviously you're going to say there's going to be a lot of confusion and people are going to wonder what to believe.
Wars and rumors of wars.
Exactly. This is what I believe. I believe that Israel has some hard information, and I think that he's coming here to say, hey, we stand with you. You're supposed to stand. Well, they're our best friend over there. They're the smallest, but they're our best friend over there. If they've got to take their gloves off, so be it. Although I've heard some say that, you know, Netanyahu doesn't have the stones to do that, and that's why he has a lot of opposition right now. But I think the timing is right. I think the timing's right.
Well, that's true. Netanyahu is getting opposition from groups that think he should have already hit Iran.
There you go. And coming here is the right time, and it's the right time because he needs to stand up. And this is why I'm glad the Republicans have stood with him and say, hey, we unconventionally we're bringing you here to stand up and speak your mind because you have to. Because what's going to go on besides our idiot Congress that can't get out of their own way, the world is going to be going on around
us. Sure. What about this problem? There's some bullying going on by total pro-Israel groups on the Internet. If you don't agree with everything Israel's doing, that then backfires and gives support to the super anti-Israel groups that run around bullying even worse and are just, I mean, I think anti-Israel sentiment is growing. Do you agree with that?
I've seen it a lot, and I'm a New Yorker. So it's...
Sure, so what do you think's behind that? I mean, Israel's not the center of the world. Why are people so obsessed with it? I think it becomes just a political diversion. I mean, here's an example. Radical Islamists have killed about 300,000 people in Libya and Syria in the last couple of years, and no one talks about them. But when Israel kills like 20 people in a bombing raid, it's like the end of the world. All I'm saying is it becomes a distraction. Everybody knows what Israel does. No one else is guilty of anything. That's all I'm pointing out. I appreciate your call. And we're going to get Dr. Pachinik's take on. I know he's listening right now. He's a big critic of Israel. He's Jewish. We'll get his take. We got Mike. Now we got Mo. We got AD. We got Scott. We're going to all of you straight ahead.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire, this winter season it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. KD Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it. We'll be right back.
2 p.m. Central. We're here live. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Mike in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
Good, brother.
Okay, so Syria, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and Israel, and ISIS are all connected. Part of the reason why they've been doing a slow burn in Syria is because Syria has a strategic alliance with Iran, and Israel cannot strike Iran until Syria is neutralized.
I know. So they backed Al-Qaeda along with the West to take out the country, which is incredibly immoral and wrong.
So when they sit back and they say Obama's done nothing to support Israel, that's not true. This whole grinding with ISIS in Syria has been to wear Syria down so that its ability to respond when Israel attacks Iran is negated. That's been the whole point the entire time.
No, I totally agree, and I like how you boiled it down simply when I babbled about it for an hour. The question is, what's the background now? What's your take on the real power alliances now? Is there a real double cross of Iran? Is Obama going to double cross Iran? Or is Israel mad or Bibi mad that Obama has double crossed them and is in an alliance with Iran?
I think Israel's been terrified of the concept of Iran getting a nuclear weapon since they started suggesting they were trying to do it. And that's why all of the stuff that we've watched kick off with Syria has happened. This has just been a long, slow process because we couldn't directly go in and start bombing Syria. So we had to do it through a proxy third party. So it's been a long process.
And so now Israel has to act like the U.S. isn't involved to give us cover when Israel doesn't.
Correct. And I'd like you to pose that to Pachenik because I'd like to see what his response is to that as well.
Well, I wanted to war game all this out, and I think what you just said crystallized everything.
Do what I can.
What else do you have to say about this, Mike?
It's a mess. That's about all I can say about it. I see a lot of hubbub going on about, you know, I look at, like, ISIS going after Christians all of a sudden. I mean, these guys have never been, they may not like Christians, but they've never been diehard, we're going to go get Rome. I mean, where did that come from? And I think that was really to spur people on here to get people in the United States and in the West incensed that, oh, we have to go get them. They've left Israel alone. Syria borders Israel. They share a border with Israel. You haven't heard anything about ISIS attacking Israel.
Well, it's clear that the leadership of ISIS is completely run by the West. As best you can tell, who do you think's quarterbacking the ISIS boys?
No idea, to be honest with you. It's too mucky for me to call that one.
But well, we know. I mean, we know. It's a fact. It's the Turks, NATO, the Saudi Arabians with the money, and Israel is helping with their Arab agents as well. The question is, how can Israel trust Al-Qaeda to do things like this?
I don't know whether they intend on doing that. I think they're just using them. Damascus is in between them and ISIS anyway, so they can be fairly confident that Syria will act as its own buffer to prevent ISIS from storming in.
Yes.
I know some people that have been over to Turkey recently for some well, I don't want to get into why, but the Turks are scared of these guys. I don't know totally, you know, I don't know how much of that is just a front. But from the people that he was meeting with, and they're high-level people, they're terrified of ISIS. They're really scared of these guys. So, you know, there may be contributing factors. They may be helping in some way, shape, or form, you know, logistically or otherwise. But there's some genuine.
Well, they're terrified because Turkey, you know, exports wine. And they're not, I mean, they're like Islam light. And of course, they are worried about them because they're afraid there could be an Islamic uprising that takes over Turkey as well. So there is some evidence. That's why Saudi Arabia is giving them money and exporting them. They're like, here, you go have your country with our enemy, Iraq, and Syria. You go take them over. Don't take us over. But that's like paying off a pirate. That's only going to bite them in the butt later.
I do have one thing, and I don't want to say it on air because I'm in the middle of some sensitive stuff myself, but I do have one thing that I would like to impart to you about the whole Turkey-Syria thing that I think is really important and something
well,
to keep
well, do this. I can't talk to you here on the network board, but tell John Harmon you can trust him. He'll relay it to me right now. Appreciate your call. We've got AD in Delaware and a bunch of others, and I'll get to all of you because we've only got Skousen popping in for like 5-6 minutes and Pachenik for, you know, that long. So I want to just have some guests where they just pop in, pop out with a quick comment. You're going to hear more and more of that on the show. You'll hear the long-form guests where they're here 30 minutes, an hour, sometimes 2 hours if it's, you know, a guest that's can cover a bunch of topics, but we're going to get quick pop-ins from them and see their angles. Because this show isn't about sound bites and repeating it at you to brainwash you. It's about going through the same process we are of wargaming all the angles to really figure out what's happening in the world. Because you'll know the truth and it will set you free.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
GCN knows you place a high value on health and privacy. That's why we teamed up with one of our prime partners, BlockItPocket.com. Just go to GCNLive.com now through March 27th and sign up to win a BlockItPocket health and privacy pack. That includes one BlockItPocket that fits all smartphones and keeps your data safe from government spying, and a BlockItPocket Talkit that deflects harmful radiation away from your body. We'll pick a winner each week. Sign up today at GCNLive.com.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15, GunsAD.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to GunsAD.com or call 844-2GUNS80.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that in, and I hope that judge ain't...
Remember back in June of 2014, Rand Paul said Iraq is a jihadist wonderland. If we were to get rid of Syrian President Bashar Assad, it would be a jihadist wonderland in Syria, he said. It's now a jihadist wonderland in Iraq presently because we got over-involved, not because we had too little involvement. Well, there's Rand Paul, absolutely spot on. And Joel Skousen of worldaffairsbrief.com was kind enough just to pop in with a quick news update. I don't know his particular view yet on Benjamin Netanyahu's visit or on what he thinks is really going on with the real power alliances. Are things breaking down for the West with their backing of al-Qaeda groups to take over Syria, blowback, or is it part of a larger plan? And is Netanyahu clearing the way for a joint strike with Saudi Arabia, and then to give the West plausible deniability so that Obama and the United States cannot have its interest hit by Iranian retaliation. And would Iran buy that? So is the triple cross about to happen? First, we work with Al-Qaeda against multiple Middle Eastern countries, rename it ISIS, double-cross them, side with Iran, and then triple-cross Iran. What does Joel Skousen, with all of his contacts and world research, think is happening? We'll find out now. Joel?
Hi, Alex. Good to be with you. Let me give you some background here, going back to 2004. There was an uninvited insider to a top City of London meeting of globalists. They didn't realize he wasn't a globalist. He was one of the financial experts in the City of London. He sat in on a meeting in 2010, and he heard them discuss their displeasure that Israel, that had been assigned to attack Iran since 2004, had not done so. And one of my sources in Israel says the reason they haven't done so is they feared Syrian retaliation. And so they basically put pressure on the United States to say, you've got to get rid of Syria before we'll attack Iran. And so that's what put the U.S. on the road to arming and funding jihadists through Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Bahrain, so they could have plausible deniability. That's what Benghazi was all about, is shipping arms to the Syrian jihadists in order to overthrow Assad. And then, as you know, we've talked about before, that program of the ousting Assad got derailed by Kerry indiscreetly saying or giving Syria an out at a London press conference a year and a half ago, where he said, yeah, we wouldn't attack if they gave up their chemical weapons, and they did so. And so it set back the U.S. Program. That's why they had to create ISIS, to have an excuse to go back into Iraq, go back into Iraq and Syria in order to take down Assad. That hasn't happened yet. But what you hypothesized, I think, is right on, Alex. That is, there's a triple cross going on, but it's really kind of a triple deception going on. Israel has leaked to Arat Sheva, which is Israel News Network, normally a very reliable right-wing network, news network, private news network in Israel, that Obama was going to threaten to shoot down Israeli airplanes if they attacked Iran. That was completely bogus, completely disinformation.
Now, that's insane. That would be political suicide.
It would. Not only that, you'd have a tough time with American pilots shooting down Israeli pilots who are the best in the world in terms of their, top flight abilities. They fly the same airplanes that we do. They have the same type of IFF or identification trend. And so you'd have a real, but it was total bogus disinformation. The reason it was put out is, as you say, to give plausible deniability to the United States that not only were we not involved with Israel, we even threatened to shoot down Israeli airplanes if they did so.
And by the way, you're a former Marine Corps fighter pilot, so you know what you're talking about, just for folks that don't know.
That's right. I know what the Israeli tactics are, the best in the world. But the point is, the U.S. would never threaten to shoot down Israeli aircraft because of the Israeli lobby here in the United States. But that was disinformation. But what it shows is that Israel is getting closer to attacking Iran, probably with Saudi Arabia. I know they have clearance already to go through Saudi Arabian airspace to do that attack. But the U.S. seems to be really setting itself up for deniability that we don't have anything to do. Now, I don't think that Iran will buy this. I don't think that it will spare U.S. Retaliation against U.S. forces. And I don't think the U.S. wants to be spared. I think they want to be retaliated against Iran. Then they can join with Israel to finish off the military of Iran. Remember, the purpose there is not to occupy Iran. That would be very unpopular in the U.S. The purpose is to take down Iran militarily, because they're the only Muslim nation that is on the verge of becoming self-sufficient in arms, rockets, aircraft, weapons, artillery, drones. No other Arab country.
So they only want to cover with the American people so that Obama doesn't look like a warmonger. So this is all complete theater.
That's right. Absolutely, Alex.
Well, that put nice bookends on it. You know what's scary? I can't disagree with anything you just said, and that's basically what I've been saying. And again, I'm not a fan of these radical countries either, but at the same time, just the deceptiveness of all this, the manipulation of all of this, and then the most unsavory groups being funded to run around and commit all these atrocities. We know a lot of it's for television, but they are going through and really doing some terrible things. What is the end game in all of this, Joel Skousen, and where do you think it's going?
Well, the end game is to take down Iran. As I say, they want to make sure that Iran is completely neutered in terms of its ability to produce weapons and arm the rest of the Arab world. They've got Israel under their thumb, Saudi Arabia under their thumb, Turkey's under their thumb, and Syria, when it goes down, hopefully they'll be able to control that with controlled the jihadists now, which probably are Israeli Arab agents that have been trained to go in and do that. I think even the speech of Netanyahu was part of this political theater attempting to, and all kinds of leaks came out about how the Obama administration was not in favor of his coming, and the Congress invited him despite the White House displeasure. This is all political theater. There's no way that the White House was really protesting Netanyahu's visit. But the end game is a major Middle East war, will not accelerate to World War III, but I think it will create absolute hatred against Israel and the United States among the Arab world, which is part of the rationale for eventually attacking the West, creating hatred among the world, both in the Serbian world and in the Muslim world against the United States, so that when Russia and China finally attack the West, that they will feel justified.
So it's another suckering, like World War II, suckering in the Japanese. If you pull back from this, I'm just sick of everyone being obsessed over Israel and acting like they actually are the dominant factor, when you can see more and more that the forces running the United States and Europe are giving the orders to Turkey, are giving the orders to Israel, are giving the orders to a certain extent to Saudi Arabia, though that's really incestuous. We'll have to have you back soon to do a whole hour on it. Thank you, Joel Skousen, editor of worldaffairsbrief.com.
My pleasure, Alex.
Okay, we just got his take on it, which I agree with to a great extent. This is real analysis, real debate, real wargaming here, not a bunch of talking points repeated over and over again. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com. Report, Iraqi forces again claim U.S. is supplying ISIS with weapons drops, including their president. Well, again, our military knows about this and is upset about it. That's just some of the news up on Infowars.com. Video, Obama supporters endorse Karl Marx as next president. You cannot make this stuff up. I didn't get to this today because it's just there's so much other over-the-top news. Now, joining us is Dr. Steve Pachinik, former head of psychological operations for the State Department, and, of course, one of the founding members involved in Delta Force and co-author of many books and films with Tom Clancy, the late great. And he joins us now. His new book is now available at his site, stevepachinik.com. It's nonfiction. Dr. Pachinik, I don't know your take on this fully. I know you've traveled the world. I know you're part Jewish and have a complex view on Israel. We appreciate you joining us with Netanyahu speaking at AIPAC this morning, set to address Congress tomorrow. Is this political theater, or is this a split with the United States Anglo-American establishment beginning to break away from Israel? Steve Pachinik.
Well, this is really, once again, Bibi's stupid, arrogant, self-destructive ways. He started this when I was involved with James Baker under the Bush senior administration, where Baker correctly threw him out of the office for calling him insolent, stupid, and arrogant. Subsequently, Clinton senior also did the same thing. What you see here between Bibi and his right-hand man, Mr. Ron Dermer, who is from Miami Beach, is you basically see two Americans. You do not see Israelis. Let's get that very clear. These are not Israelis. These are people who grew up in the United States, went to MIT. He went to MIT when I was there in the 70s, got a business degree. Bibi never fought in the United States Army, then went over to Israel, has a dual citizenship, was indicted for corruption. Shamir didn't like him. Menachem Begin didn't like him. Nobody liked him. He was arrogant, not very bright, and strategically very inept. At the same same time, he picked the right-hand man who was even stupider than he, Ron Dermer, from an area where I come from, Miami Beach, where his family, the Rosenfels, are the most corrupt mayors in a very corrupt city, who has no idea what he's talking about in Judaism, no idea about Israel. This has nothing to do with Israel. This has to do with two arrogant American Jews who've never really been part of Israel, have never fought in the United States, have never deserved an American passport. And what they're trying to do is really try to justify Bibi's incipient notion that we should not have an agreement with Iran, which is incorrect. Number one, Iran has been our partner for the past 8 to 9 years, has helped our military and our intelligence get out of Iraq, Afghanistan, and is now the most effective partner against ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Who are the members who are fighting alongside ISIS? They are Bibi Netanyahu, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar. Bibi is very much a part of the ISIS group that is ostensibly beheading everybody. Bibi has formed a formal alliance with Saudi Arabia. So what this is an indictment of Bibi, not Israel, not Zionism.
So are you saying a right-wing breakaway group is in a proxy war basically with the United States over interest in the Middle East? We're allied.
It's not even that. Alex, you're giving him too much legitimacy. This is a stupid, arrogant blowhard who was elected to prime minister. He doesn't have the popularity vote among the intellectuals or even the military or intelligence in Israel, and basically is trying to blow his own horn when he was thrown out by our own Secretary of State and our President of the United States, Clinton, as well as Obama, and he's trying to exert some kind of leverage so that he can get reelected. It has nothing to do with Israel.
Well, I mean, to back up some of what you're saying, Meyer Dagan, London Guardian, former Mossad head, urges Israel voters to oust Benjamin Netanyahu and basically says, quote, the structure of the future security of Israel. He goes on to say that he's dangerous.
He's very dangerous. Actually, what I've always said is what happened to Rabin should happen to Bibi. You're not saying that. I'm saying that. But if Israel wants to survive, which it does, it cannot bring in American low-level self-aggrandizing Jews who know nothing about diaspora, have never served our country, have never really served Israel, have never been in our military, have been nurtured by us. This guy Derman went to the University of Pennsylvania, and to think he was smart, he went to Oxford, where anybody can get a degree. You just sit there and read, and he's a dumb Miami Jew, as well as his family and his wife, who's from Baltimore. So you're not talking about Israelis. You're not talking about Sabras. You're not talking about Herzog, whose father was in the British Army, the Israeli Army, and was head of our ambassadorship. You're not talking about Tzipi Livi, whose father was head of the Agun Se'elumin and Menachem Begin. These are two outcasts from the Israeli Zionist narrative. They don't belong there. They don't belong in America. And they should be thrown out. It has nothing to do with Israeli military or Israeli intelligence. They're still a strong part of our own military and our own intelligence. We will make a deal with Iran. I guarantee you that. It will be to our benefit. Syria will be staying alive. And Russia will help us. That is the geopolitical reality that I said years ago.
Sure, you did say that years ago here. What was the whole point then of trying to overthrow Syria to begin with? Did the West fail in that project?
Yes. It was a very big mistake made by Generals Abizaya, the neocons, again, the same people, Wolfowitz, Steve Hadley, all the ones who were part of Jeb Bush's new and different coterie of friends. Jeb Bush just announced he's a different man, but he just took on board every one of the old Bush.
Okay, the neocons are such failures. Why are they always in power then? If they're just
because there's nothing to stop them other than what we would normally do, because they basically come back in. They have the Wall Street Journal. They cower to people who are incompetent, like Jeb Bush. They go back into the Bush family. Jeb is a moral hazard. He's had a history of ineffective work here in Miami and in Florida.
Well, you used to like Jeb more, though.
Huh? I used to like him, but I said if you stay quiet and you keep quiet and you don't go any further than your capabilities, then stay shut. America needs a leader. It doesn't need a sycophant whose brothers had destroyed the country, including Melvin and Neal, who gave us the savings and loan crisis, and Bush Jr., who gave us the 2008 financial crisis. So when you go out and you say, I'm my own man, and you don't have anything to offer, and you are not a very good governor, that's an insult to the American people. It's an insult to Jews, to
Christians. Okay, well, am I right, though, that this is dangerous if we do hit Iran because Russia could get involved, or is it not dangerous?
No, it's not dangerous. Russia's interest is basically to make sure that they have a perimeter where Iran works with Russia, Syria works with Russia, and the al-Qaeda units and ISIS are basically neutralized, and that's what we're working on. Right now, we want Halliburton, we want Schlumberger, and all those companies to go back into Iran to beef up the capabilities in the Middle East and to break up the secret.
Okay, what does Saudi Arabia want?
Saudi Arabia is in trouble. They're run by brothers and cousins now who are infighting. Basically, they want to stay alive and relevant. They can't because about 40% of their children have unemployment. They're depleted of oil over 50%. We no longer need their oil. We no longer need their gas. They don't have a civil society. Neither does Qatar. We have a new emir. The emir is protected by 10,000 of our soldiers. We have a Navy base and Air Force base in Qatar.
Sure, I'll tell you a big sign that Qatar and Saudi Arabia may fall soon.
They will fall eventually. You know, it's just a question of time. So will Jordan, because these are artificial countries. Iran and Turkey are not artificial. They've been there for thousands of years. Israel will have to put into place exactly where it belongs. It'll have to learn to get along. Herzog and Sippy and others will learn that Israel has to make accommodations with the Palestinians, with the Jordanians, and the Middle East. They have no other choice. Because
all right, I want to do two more minutes with you on the side if you can do it, because there's a big article out today. CIA insider, forget Iran, Iraq, Ukraine, and Syria. This is where World War III will start. In a startling interview, he reveals that all 16 U.S. intelligence agencies have begun to prepare for World War III. What's your take on that briefly and the latest on Russia? And that's just some of the news that Jim Rickards is putting out. I want to get your take on that on the other side.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature and expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
All right, folks, final segment of the main broadcast. I'll do 5 minutes of overdrive to finish with calls, but I'm going to go to AD and others here in just a moment. By the way, the FCC won't release the 300-plus pages, won't testify before Congress. We had the former chief counsel, Bruce Fine, on from the FCC, saying it's just that, an FCC power grab. South by Southwest schedule coming up March 17th. They're going to have the FCC subhead there propagandizing about how great and open this is, but they won't release the documents. So that's what it's all about. It's why they won't release it, is so they can run around and lie about it all day. Dr. Steve Pachinik, finishing up with the statements about preparing for war with Russia. What's the latest on Ukraine? Where do you think that's going?
Well, I don't think it's a war with Russia. Basically, the Ukraine has this administration has been effective in running an economic war and basically reducing the price of oil and at the same time reducing the ruble by 50 to 60% and making the Russian bond a junk bond. So Putin has a real problem both of inflation, economic chaos, and impending political chaos. It's more of an internal issue. He cannot fund a war. He's not capable of funding a war. The Russians don't want to fight a war. They need to reconstruct their own internal capacity to grow internally. The Russians are great people. They understand that this cannot continue. They want to live a good life, and Putin is not able to really control it. Contrary to what a lot of people say, Putin is not as smart as everybody
thinks. What do you think about the latest assassination of the opposition leader?
Well, I think it was an old KGB technique. I mean, I've said it 10, 12 years ago when I wrote in the Intelligence Journal that Putin was always going to be KGB forever, and this is an old, awkward technique.
You don't think it's a false flag to create a martyr?
No. No, because Putin has done this way before with the Chechens. Putin is not that clever to create a martyr and reverse it, because those days are gone. False flag has become now the natural narrative to this. And the CIA doesn't have a real, credible narrative for this right now. The CIA is too busy, along with our military intelligence, running all kinds of other operations in terms of economic warfare, psychological warfare, which is far more effective. Assassinating an opposition leader is a very systematic, and it's a very old system of operation for the KGB, whether Putin directly did it, or he claims that Chechens who did it, or because the man was Jewish. It's all nonsense.
All right.
The point of fact is he was assassinated, and the point of fact is Putin is in trouble, and the people need some liberty. It's as simple as that.
All
but
right.
In terms of Bibi and his representatives, they don't represent Israel. They don't represent
all
anybody
right.
but themselves.
Doc, thank you. SteveMachinik.com. Thank you for that perspective.
Yeah. Bye.
All right, there he goes. We're out of time for the main broadcast, but some stations carry this next part. So I want to go to a call right now before the main show ends. Please don't forget, we sold out of Supermel Vitality, credible herbs. You've heard about people's responses with it, the testimonials. The Super Female is just because we wanted a female variety, because women wanted their own formula. It's the same stuff with one added ingredient that's great for men as well. This is what I take. I think it's better than Supermel. It's going to sell out as well. 30% off right now. Super Female Vitality, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. You can find all the other great products at InfoWarsHealth.com. AD in Delaware, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on. I'll get right to my point. State of the Nation had a Putin Snowden document dump regarding 9/11 and everything that's led up to what we're seeing right now. The five major nations were involved, which is United States, Britain.
Wait, I wasn't aware of this. When? I mean, WikiLeaks just put out stuff on 9/11?
Well, it's State of the Nation. It's a document dump from Putin and Snowden from September. It spells everything out who was involved. They stole $200 trillion, 350 nuclear warheads. There's 235 underground bunkers ready to go. What this is all about is
I'm not sure that's a real – I remember that. I'm not sure that was a real Snowden release, sir.
This is about Israel going into the Middle East and taking over all the, you know, they need the water, they need the oil, they need the space. They're sick and tired of fighting. He's right what he says about Netanyahu.
Hold on, I want you to finish your thought. Hold on. Infowars.com/show. And if you want to find the free video and audio feeds, tell folks about all the free apps.
Radio Network.
You're the ones that spread the word. You can stop them from censoring us. It's up to you.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.